Okay, yesterday we were discussing how big is the shear of a kosevis, and we said it's less than a beitza, and then we saw the Ran that it's not so much less, because there's a shita that says maybe that's more than a beitza, so you can't have such a disparity in shitas. So we said two-thirds, the Ran said. And then the Magen Avraham, that's how it's brought in Shulchan Aruch. The Magen Avraham says you can be a little bit more and still not violate the Isser, but if you get too close to the to a Kibetza, then it could be you already got to the Shear, and then and you're trying to do Pachas Mikashir, so then that wouldn't be good. Oh. So now let us see in terms of the time. So take a look at the Gemara Pesachim on page 8 and Kuf Yudal on the base. The Gemara says, Tanya, Ochlan Demai, this is about Matzah. Ochlan Demai Yotza, Ochlan Below Miskavin Yotza, Ochlan Chatzoyin, Yotza Vlashal Yushe, Bein Achil Lachaverta, Yoser Mikdei Achilas Pras. So, the simple pshat in the Gemara seems to be that you can't have a gap between one achila and the other achila of kedei achilas pras. Because if you have a gap between one achila and the other achila, then the two achilas won't be mitzdarif, and then that'll be a problem. So the simple pshat seems to be, what does that seem to be, the simple pshat? That if you make a pause between the end of the first achila and the beginning of the second achila, that's going to be a problem. But l'chora, that shouldn't be the case, because it shouldn't be the end of the achila, it should be from the beginning of the achila. In other words, the whole achila has to be within kedei achilas pras. So the pause to be a problem, if you're eating, you want to be yotzei the mitzvah of matzah, should be that if there's a pause between the beginning of the first achila and the end of the second achila, then it's a problem. But a pause in between, in other words, that shouldn't be that will be a problem. But it'll be a problem even if it's not a pause between the end of the first achila and the beginning of the second achila. It'll be a problem even if the pause of, say it's 9 minutes, for argument's sake, is between the beginning of the achila and the end of the first achila and the end of the second achila, because it all has to be mitzuraf together. So it's not a din in the pause in between, it's the shear has to be within the time frame of the beginning of the first achila and the end of the second achila. In Shulchan Aruch, it says on page 9, in Hilchos Pesach, it says, Ochal chatzi kezayis, v'chozer v'ochal chatzi kezayis yotzo, v'vad shal yushe, bein achila l'achila, yosem mikdei achilas pras. That's the Lashon of the Gemara. So says the Magen Avraham, bein achila l'chaverta, einu beduktok, says the Magen Avraham. Why did tzarech shal yushe mitchilas achila rishona, atzov achila achrona? But in other words, it's not just a problem only if the pause is between the two achilas. If the whole time it takes you to eat is more than achilas pras, let's say achilas pras is 9 minutes, and it took you, you know, 10 minutes from the beginning of the first achila and the end of the second, will be a problem. Even though there was no pause between the end of the first and the beginning of the second, there wasn't the achilas pras, but that's not the issue. The issue is not in the gap. The issue is the whole time of the beginning of the first achila and the end of the second achila. But it's not a din in the middle, because the middle, if you have that shear, it's going to be a problem. Mm-hmm. But even if you don't have the shear, but it took you more than achilas pras to do the two achilas together, that's also going to be a problem. So that's what the Magen Avraham says. Einu beduktok. I mean, he's basically saying the Gemara is einu beduktok, because the Shulchan Aruch is just quoting the Gemara. the tzarach shelo yisha b'tchila sachiv l'shon at sof achiv achron yosef b'chnei achiv l'spras. Moshe Kosov Tzim Tov Reishut Beis, and then he sends you to Hilchos Yom Kippur. At Hilchos Yom Kippur, where's Hilchos Yom Kippur? Do we have the Ziyax of Hilchos Yom Kippur? I wasn't? Okay. Okay, I didn't put it in the packet. Okay. What? Yeah, no, it's probably great. Okay, that I put in the, maybe the other packet. Okay, but that's the idea. Now, there is a... And the Michas Chinuch writes that... Now, the Michas Chinuch says an interesting point in page 10. Let's see what you think of this point of the Michas Chinuch. Because what's the Lashon HaGemara? Ubavad Shavat? Right. So the first problem we had was what the Magen Avraham discussed. But there's another problem. The other problem is that it says, as long as you don't pause the shear of Kedei Achilas Pras. What if I didn't pause? I was eating the whole time, but I was eating very slowly. So it's mashma from the simple pshat in the Gemara that maybe that wouldn't be a problem. So the Michas Chinuch says, no, that's not true. Gam mashakosu ben achilu rishon lach shniya nir mitvav tafka hafsaka nechshav al achilu nechshav veves Rambam mavur יש מתחיל סחילה, אם כן נחשב סחילה, אם מתחיל סחילה, עד סוף אחילה, יוסף בכלי אחילה ספרס. How about this, שהפסוקס לבד הוא פוחס? So it's not a din in הפסוקס, מקום קום אין מצטרפים, כן שיש מתחיל סחילה, סוף אחילה, יוסף בכלי אחילה ספרס. Even the Russian is, you know, So it's not true. Because it's not a din in the hefsek, it's a din in how long it takes. Yeah. What? In other words, the Michas Chinuch was medayik when the Gemara says Ravacha lo yishah. It's mashma that the problem is only if you will pause between. Between one achila and the other. Let's say you weren't pausing. He says, "Here we draw the davka of soka nechshav al achila inu nechshav." Because the only thing we care about is if you pause. But say you never paused, or the time that you're eating. Smash for the time you're eating is not it doesn't count to the clock. The problem is only if there's a pause. But if it takes you chvesu however long it takes you. And you're nibbling along and you're eating, but there was never a pause of, say, a 9-minute pause, then maybe that should be okay, even though it took you more than 9 minutes to eat the whole thing. He says that seems to be the simple pshat. But,
meaning against the word or whatever.
Right, correct. But then he says, but he says, but the Lashon HaRambam and the Tosefta is mashma tchila sachila at sof achila. That you do count the what? The zman achila counts towards it. Not just the hefsek. Not just the zman of between the two achilas. So he's saying that even though the So Magen Avraham says that the achila, in other words, from one achila to the other, but he's saying that maybe it's only when there's pause time that breaks it up. But during the non-pause time, as long as it takes, is okay. And he says, but no, because the Rambam of Tosefta, a mashma that the whole achila has to be 9 minutes or less. The Zman Achila is also mitzvah. Now we asked yesterday, what about the when you're chewing? In other words, so Morena of Papar Shlita said what? That no, Hanas Gor. He was very emphatic. I'm telling you, if you weren't here, he was very emphatic about the Hanas Gor, right? But you don't count the clock during the time that you're chewing. If you look in the Vayagin Moshe, or Moshe Yehuda Katz, Kala Adasi Reim, the Sehul. So he writes, as Rav Gutman points out, a Chiddush on page 12. There's the name of Fima Shekosov La'el Oz Lamed B'Shem Machazim Sofer Shal Chorodim to start from Shir Chazayis Moshe Bein Achen Ichaim Kei Misham Maskil La'achila Yam Shir De Chazayis B'Chay Achil Tzbas Nas Gerd Tal Yom Fizek Kol Shoshoa B'L'Isa Yosef M'Chday Achil Es Pras L'Chol Yotzi Yidei Chavosa. So the question is the Leisa count? Yeah, so where's the Bein of Mechadi Chaim, Rabbi Harar Shalom Leah?
Toward the end of the tongue,
where the taste buds begin. Where the taste buds begin, the end of the tongue. So what is he saying over there? That... So that's... So if something gets... That's when the achila begins. So then what does he say? V'fi zeh, kol sheshah b'l'isa. Which l'isa is he talking about?
No, when you're chewing it, you're tasting it.
Oh, in other words, he's not talking about the initial chewing.
The initial
chewing.
Oh, the initial.
He's talking about when you're chewing it and then it still didn't go down, but now it hit the taste buds in the gums, in the back. What do you call it? What is that called? The Because that's what... So then maybe he's really saying what Akiva Poppers is saying. Because if that's called the Goron, so then... Right, that's what he's mashma, but he's bringing a proof from the din of Ben Achari Chaim. So then, if he's bringing a proof from Ben Achari Chaim, so what does he mean then by Lisa? No, it seems to be contradictory. What? Right. So what? So, but that's on Osgar. Was that on Osgar?
Yeah, because the taste buds are already feeling the.
Your taste buds are tasting the food now.
They're tasting the food.
But what about when I initially say I take a piece of matzah in my mouth, so I chew, right? So that can take a couple of minutes just the chewing. So that's not... So the simple shot that...
Take three chews and spit it up, that's not...
Right.
You don't taste
anything. It has to be... After you chew, then it's going back.
Yeah, the saliva...
So when he says le'isa, so what does he mean that you count the le'isa to the zman?
Yeah, once you start tasting.
The le'isa of tasting, but not the le'isa of just...
Chewing.
Right. Whereas...
Not right away.
So then why is he bringing a raya from Ben Achin and Chani Chaim?
Not right away.
I thought his point is that
you won't taste the matzah right away.
It's going to say
yeah.
That the food in your mouth counts as food that you ate. Then the that means that the clock of, you know, that the clock starts as soon as you put it in your mouth.
As soon as you put it in your mouth, why? But that's not Ben Echad Chaim.
Why not? That's not Ben Echad Chaim.
No, because the Gemara says if you hold Hanaz Garon, so then if there's food Ben Echad Chaim, that counts towards the Kezias. But I don't think anyone would say, like, the food in your teeth, I'm going to count towards the Kezias. What? Ben Ashinayim. It doesn't count. Right.
Because you're not feeling any taste.
Right. So that counts. The Ben Ashinayim doesn't count. So when I first read it, and Rav Gutman quotes and discusses it, I thought he's saying, that even the beginning of the chewing. But now I'm not so sure that that's what he means.
What are the possibilities here? We don't chew a cut, we only chew the one. We're not.
Yeah, because your taste buds in your mouth.
Well, we do. Chewing is chewing. I'm not sure what the possibility is because it's getting eaten. Okay, chewing.
Not the
chewing,
it's the taste.
So what
does he mean
by the
Isa
if he doesn't mean chewing?
He
means swallow.
Then he,
the
Isa,
have
a chew it enough so the taste buds can taste
the food. He says, Lisa is part of the mitzvah because Bala Matzah is only Yotzeh B'dieved, so it's part of the mitzvah, but that doesn't, but if you chew something and then you spit it out, or say you chew the kezias of food, but you never, then you spit it out. Or everyone would agree you weren't yotze, even the man domer hanos garon. So then, so why should therefore the clocks start ticking when you put it in your mouth and you start chewing it? If it at that point it didn't reach the ben hachanichai. You see, I was always wondering with this, I told you, I've said this over before about the Shalah HaKadosh. Let's look in the Shalah HaKadosh on page 20. Hey, look at Shalah HaKadosh. You see, this is brought in the Magen Avraham on page, look at page 21 first. It says, when you make hamotzi, page 21, siv vav, yochal miyad, you have to eat right away. Ben bracha lachila, you can't talk between the bracha and the achila. Vimsach, if you talked between the bracha and achila, then you lost the bracha. Tzarech lachzul levarach. Elokein haisa sicha b'dvar minyan. Unless it's something that you need, like, you know, you get the salt, or, you know, something that's... But look at the Magen Avraham, lo yisiach ad sheyiv la prusa, that's, you know, normally what you should do, you shouldn't talk until you swallow. Miu imsach, but odo lo eis, but say you jumped the gun a little bit, and you were odo lo eis, ein tzarech lachzul levarach. You don't have to, a lot of people have to rely on this. Even though they don't realize they're relying on it. Because a lot of times people, you know, are in the middle of a conversation, they make the motzi, put it in, they chew a little bit, and then they're continuing the conversation. So of course they should lose the bracha, because the bracha is not chal until you swallow, until there's an isa. So he says, no, the isa. So when I was thinking with that Yagin Moshe, I was thinking of this Magen Avraham Shalah. In other words, it's the beginning of the achila process, chewing. It's the beginning of the achila process. But does that mean that it counts for the kedei achilas pras? Or no? So let's see the shalah inside. Wait, someone had the hand up. Akiva, did you have your hand?
Yeah. I was just saying that what I do sometimes is that
what do you do? Tell me what you do.
I take a piece of bread and in my mouth I bite off a tiny bit, swallow it, and then I talk, and then I finish the rest of the bread. That way you swallow.
This way you didn't lose the bracha.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
The thing about the shalah opinion is it's like the yellow. Well, it seems like it's the yellow, but
Yeah, meaning it's not. Let's see the shul inside. Why should we guess? I happen to have the shul right here. Shul is a fascinating sefer, and if you're buying a shul, you should get yourself the this edition. So Shara Osios Os Kuf Kedushos Achila. He says, "Dim Pasher who be Gemara v'chal poskim Shosu l'daber." Bein pirkas hamotzi lachila, right? You can't speak in between. Vim diber aveiru hu biyado. V'tzarech lach zul levarach. No. Nira, dafil hichdis prusas habitzi l'toch pivel also, eina rosha l'daber. Even if you put the piece of bread in your mouth and started chewing, you still can't speak. Atche yitom hachech. Until the like Rabbi Harris said, the taste buds taste the food. He kind of was a day nikra hefsek shemadaber. She a day nikra kodem machila. Miachas shlo tam tamo. You have to feel the achila. So if you didn't feel it, then you didn't. So he says that what? Even if you put it in your mouth, you still can't speak until you passes the taste buds.
It could be there. You have to be
nan. Because once you put it in your mouth...
What's in your mouth, not as a
because you're...
It's in your mouth, not as a last.
You're saying like Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach said a Chiddush, that Hefsek is Tolein Hesachadas. I'll tell you what context he said it in a second. So Rav Telek Yishlita is saying the same thing over here. Once you put it in your mouth, no hesachadas, so maybe you shouldn't have to. And are you saying that's pshat in the shalah, or are you saying
no.
Your own pshat? You're saying,
well.
Yeah, okay. If you would be agreeing, I would be surprised. No, I'll tell you what Rosh Shlomo Zalman says. Here's the following thing. Yeah, this is on Yontif we always say Kiddush, right? And the Kiddush, we make a shachianu. And the only time in Yontif that we don't make Shachianu on Kiddush is Shvi'i Shel Pesach. A lot of people make a mistake. Because every other Yontif, the first day you make, and the second day is Sfeikat Yom you make, and even on Sukkot you make the first 2 days, and then you make again a Shmini Atzeres, and the second day of Shmini Atzeres. But Yontif is the Atzmo, so it gets a Shachianu. But on Pesach, if you make on the first 2 days Shachianu, but on Shvi'i Shel Pesach you don't make Shachianu. That's a mistake that people can make because they're so used to saying the Yontif to them. Then they say Shachianu. It leads into Kaddish Yisrael Vazmani. But on Shvi'i Shel Pesach you don't say it. So Rav Shlomo Zalman had a question. What if you you said it, right? So then maybe you lost the Bar Pir Gofen because you said Shachianu between Kiddush and drinking. So normally Shachianu is part of the Kiddush, so it's not Hefsek. But here you weren't supposed to say Shachianu. So maybe you lost out on the Bar Pir Gofen and then you can't drink the wine unless you make another Bar Pir Gofen. So to that he responded, no, that Hefsek is a din in what?
Yeah.
it has a hadas. And here you are Masiach Das because you thought this is what you're supposed to do. If you would start speaking about the Yankees and the Mets and this and that, so then you're speaking about something else. So you're Masiach Das. But if you're making the Shachianu because you made it, because you think, oh, it's Yontif Shachianu, of course, so your still mindset is over there, then you wouldn't have to make another bracha, because as you saw it is, that Hefsek and Hesach Das are equal. So Rabbi Talki is saying, he wants to use that svara to say that once you have it in your mouth, then there's no Hesach Hadas. So let me ask you a question. According to you, maybe even if you didn't chew it, maybe right. Just put it in your mouth.
Okay.
Right, okay, yeah, I'm saying. That's the nafkamina between Rav Talki and the Shalom. Rav Talki wants to say a step further. The Shalom, well, got a problem to say, at least you have to chew. If you chew, and then you start speaking, but the evidence, you don't lose the bracha. But if you didn't chew, mashma, that wouldn't be okay. But according to Rav Talki, it's then just, you put it in your mouth, and then by definition, you have a siyata from the achilah, because what's in your mouth for? Not for achilah. Not bad. You should come out with your psakim. So let's see what the Shalom says. So then he says, Yesh lo viraya lezeh, that it's not enough to... First he's saying, l'chatchila, you're supposed to swallow. And what's his raya? Because the Gemara says in Brachas, that on a tainus, you could be towing. It's not a problem. As long as you spit it out. Yeah, okay, but not the Yom Kippur, right? So you see that's okay. The Ema is not considered breaking your tithes. So that's his raya, that you're really supposed to swallow. Because if Leisa was at all, Achila, then Tima would be mutter. But then he says, Avo Bisha Marti, Shu Hefsek, Imidabe Bishas Tima. It's really hefty. We call more energy, more give me this on b'di'evet came. But b'di'evet I'm making. Sheshachem b'di'evet b'shas t'ima. Kiyachas v'yirach m'usha d'inim v'hefsev b'y brachol achila. Eilem y'nichnas v'sofik brachol v'atola. Eishimai v'sarachas v'l'sofik kalkal b'vor b'mishma v'ol y'gav v'kira sa brachol v'chasim ad b'li'e sa mozim. V'yirach y'kashas k'ez l'dame v'eis l'achashas. So he says that he thinks b'ikir and din you have to swallow, but if you don't swallow, he's going to be his maker. Because like Rabbi Hagelschwinkel says, that's the tchila sachila. That's the tchila sachila. So Mela, it's...
You
could have your svara, but I don't think he had your svara. I think he's speaking about Lisa. So then the question is, would somebody say, therefore you should count the chewing towards the achilah's price? In other words, I told you about the coppers right away. He said, Hanos Burr! But then maybe not. Maybe it's Melissa, but he was not happy with that. So I was thinking maybe the context of the Shalom, because that's a Tchila Sachila. So maybe it does count. What would you say, Rav Hagler? Would you think that we should count the clock should tick by the...
I don't know. I was saying that the Akimoto effect.
Yeah. Even though we're not so sure about that, but you're holding strong in the Vayagi Moshe. But what about Hagler? What does the Vayagi Hagler say? Vayagi Ezra? What does the Vayagi Ezra say? Okay, very good. Okay, so we're going to stop here at Ravose. We'll take a 2-minute break in our Kovitz. I want to mechazek also the attendance on Sunday, Rabosai. Please make an effort. It'll be a Sunday's continuing in the Yom Kippur. Okay. It's all related. Okay. We'll talk more. Okay. Take a 2-minute break.